get up.
All right. It's 5:32 here at Sunny 101.5, and it's time for the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. Well, we made it.
We made it to another Friday.
I know. You know, Friday is, I don't know about it is for you, because the time we get up in the morning, but for some reason, Fridays are the toughest for me to go on. That doesn't make sense, because it's the last day, and, you know, the weekend, but Fridays are the toughest.
I agree. Honestly, for me, too, I think, because you've had sleep deprivation for about, you know, 4 days in a row.
Right.
So you're just, it's just like, oh, but, just get me over that finish line. Get me there.
But once I do, it's up and ready to go, the Jack and Tracy Show on this Friday. So without any further ado, here we go.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:14. All right, here's Tracy.
Yeah, you know, we have to give a little shout out to the kids at Roosevelt STEAM Academy in Elkhart.
Right.
In Mr. Harold Waltz class.
Mm-hmm.
Third and fourth graders. Jack and I headed there after the show yesterday to talk about our careers.
We went in the, I have no idea explain how many memories of school came back
yes.
when we were sitting in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everything from... You know, walking in the front doors and signing
yes.
in and just looking around, looking, you know, oh, do you remember when you had to get a hall pass to
I do.
To head anywhere? I bet they really watched you like a hawk, Jack.
They kept their eyes on me pretty good.
But yeah, Roosevelt's such a nice school.
Yeah.
And we went to give a little advice, talk about our careers,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, have them teach us how to play the drums.
Yes.
And we got a little clip. It was really fun. Take a listen.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so picture this. Okay, so Mr. Waltz starts out with the hardest song, and I was all over the place, you guys. Like,
uh-huh.
you know, he's just, you're supposed to be following him. My hands are up in the air when they're supposed to be on my lap.
Yeah.
When they're on my lap, they're supposed to be drumming, and I'm like sweating, okay? And I'm realizing how uncoordinated I am, and I'm looking around at everybody,
yeah.
and I look to my left. And there's Jack.
Yeah.
He's all beating on his drum and rhythm. He is completely in unison with Mr. Waltz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm completely 2 seconds behind. It was awful.
I think he gave me an A minus.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
But it was part of what they call Fun Fridays, jamming with a professional.
And then they
we
how
went
good
on
the
Thursday.
Kids were too. I mean,
but, oh, they were awesome. You know what? They had great questions.
Yes, like
just like Jack, how old are you?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
That was one of the best ones. No,
yeah.
In all seriousness, they did have a lot of good questions.
And I sat next to a.
What I say is meaningless.
I sat next to a. Little girl who was just charming.
But I say
she
it
was.
Just
and her name
to reach
was.
You, Julia.
Oh, there you go, Julia. You got your shout out. She asked Jack to say hello to her.
Yeah.
Oh,
she didn't
but
know
yeah.
it was going to be a musical one, though.
No.
She?
How about that?
Yeah. So
man.
That was a good time. A great time, really.
Yeah. You know? A lot of fun.
A lot
Thanks
of fun.
For having us, you guys.
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, recently retired football star Jason Kelce managed to lose his Super Bowl ring and a massive pool of Skyline chili. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, Jason and his brother Travis were hosting the second annual Lom Baby Games in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that includes this event where contestants search for Kelsey's Super Bowl ring in a giant pool of chili. Well, Kelsey said nobody ever got a ring. Everything has now been thrown away, and it's safe to assume it's in a landfill near Cleveland somewhere.
How about that?
He has started the process of buying a new one, but he says he's not very sure if insurance will cover
it. Someone ate it, do you?
Oof. I'd hope not. Those are huge, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But, you know, I don't know.
Man.
You know how fast I eat.
I was thinking that. And I was trying to be polite and not say that. But I'm like, if anybody could eat it, Jack could eat it with his eggs or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Meanwhile, Katy Perry is quitting American Idol after this season, and she is pushing for Jelly Roll to replace her. He just appeared on the show as a guest mentor and just nailed it. Katy said she was convinced of anything he said. He could run for president. He could be her pastor. She's just hoping they'll consider him. Ultimately, Perry says she wants a truth teller to replace her on the panel. Somebody who isn't afraid to tell the truth in a graceful way. All the final 14 contestants battle for the top spot on American Idol on Sunday.
Okay.
Well, we were just talking about this, and I think Vanessa Williams heard me. Do you remember when we were talking about the fact that, you know, man, I just wish she still had some current music out there, miss her.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that story even came up. But here it is. Vanessa Williams has launched her own record label, and she's going to be releasing her first new album in 15 years. So her label is called Melon Music, and the first single is going to be released next week, the 26th, with the title Legs Keep Dancing. So that is super cool.
I bet she was.
Just mobilized because I mentioned it. Well, Barbara Streisand has a new song out as well, and it's her first in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Love Will Survive, and it's a new song for a series on Peacock called The Tattooist of Auschwitz. Now, Streisand said she was inspired to perform the song for the series because of the rise in anti-Semitism around the world today and as a way to remember the 6 million souls lost. Mm-hmm. The Tattooist of Auschwitz premieres May 2nd. On Peacock.
All right.
All right. Ready to do some birthdays?
Oh, man. You better believe it.
Yeah. James Franco celebrating a birthday today.
How about that? Let's see. Well, James Franco is right in the neighborhood of 40. I'm seeing a 47.
46.
He's 46. Boy, mm-hmm. I didn't see that one. Okay.
How about Kate Hudson?
That's two in a row of people I know. This is going for the record. Kate Hudson is, I'm going to give her a 47.
45.
45, okay.
And Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
You know all the people
sure.
today.
Wow, what are the odds? Well, I'm not going to go. I'm going to say he's probably 39.
43.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad, really.
Sunny, sunny, 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
743.
All right. Mine is a good one for removing rust. You know, you might have something that has just a little bit of rust on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally rehabilitatable, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to buy it over. You just take, you get rid of rust by rubbing the image that's rusty with aluminum foil soaked in vinegar.
Yeah, I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, just something about the foil, but also vinegar and that, mm-hmm. you know, acidity in there is going to take that rust right off.
Well, how about that? Isn't that special?
I think that's kind of cool.
This is something I found out about lemons. I bet you didn't see that subject coming, but
no.
Well, they're one of the only foods that are compatible with the digestive fluids in our bodies. It means regularly having a lemon or lemon juice can greatly enhance the amount of nutrients and amino acids that our body can take in. So you just take a little bit of that and you're doing your body good. How about that?
That's awesome.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.